Anything I'll add is that section two will treat the microeconomic theory at a deeper level. We'll go more into the technicalities of the various microeconomic theories that are relevant for different aspects of cost-benefit analysis. In doing that, it will use probably more math, more calculus than Sharon's section, but I'll also rely on graphical analysis. So really, you should be oriented towards section two if you feel that you have a strong background in economics. Certainly, if you placed out of micro A, you're probably at a level where you should be in section two. And as we discussed, if you are above the 60th percentile, I believe, in your performance in microwave. That's really all that I'll say. The only other difference between the classes that's probably important to know is the case exercise will be an exercise that I outline and provide you, and everyone in the class will be doing the same cost-benefit analysis exercise, as opposed to, section one, where Sharon and Augusta will be critiquing an existing CBA.